This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Josh Allen, it's a touchdown!
Chad Michael Murray here on the Rich Eisen Show.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's talk Josh Allen.
Let's do it.
Every single fan was hoping the quarterback that they drafted turns out to be Josh Allen.
And what would be better than to have the AFC Championship as the last game ever played in that stadium?
Today's guests.
Caught, Nico Collins, touchdown, Houston.
Texans wide receiver, Nico Collins. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Plus your phone calls, Overreaction Monday, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Ah, yes, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. Live on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Channel 375. Hopefully, wherever you are, wherever you're taking in this program, you just had a fantastic summer weekend. Here in Los Angeles, the sun is brighter, Luca is skinnier. And basically what I'm saying is wherever you were this weekend, may your weekend have been as great as possible. May your caddy have dropped your golf ball in a better lie. Wherever you are is basically all I'm saying. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this summer Monday. Last Monday, if I'm not mistaken, in the month of July.
That's true.
It's going fast. Yeah, good to see you there, Christopher Brockman. How are you,
Rich,
sir?
I'm great. Good to be seen. What's up, man?
DJ Mikey D is in D's
good morning,
nuts.
Rich.
Is this one of five or two of five? One of two?
I'm going
episodes?
To do the big baseball game in Tennessee at the end of Saturday.
You're doing the baseball game in Bristol, Tennessee.
In Bristol, Tennessee.
Nice.
Okay.
It's going to be very hot.
How about that?
Shorts and short sleeve shirt.
Excellent. So if anybody has a problem, you can't hear anything, blame him.
Yeah. I actually did two big games. I did Dodgers, Red Sox, and then I did the Euros championships for the women on Sunday morning.
That's what Mike's
Double.
Been up to this weekend. So well, you're
one of I'm well rested
weekend.
Now, though. Rich.
Look who's back from PA. You're wearing a Pirates lid? What's going on over there?
Well, you What's know, up? I had to just get in touch with my roots. And plus, it matched my color scheme with my Malcolm Jamal Warner Gordon Gartrell shirt.
So, okay, very
you know,
good.
Plus, yeah. I got the sneakers to match. I'm
peace.
Just, you know, it's a color
Look
thing,
at this.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, black and yellow, black and yellow.
I'm black and yellow. How you guys going?
I'm TJ. Listen, I'm a fashion plate myself.
I'm
but I would never
you.
Wear the hat of another team just because it matched my belt.
And that's the difference between us.
I guess that's one of the many. Good to see you over there. TJ,
happy to be
How
back.
Was the family reunion? Everything good?
It was awesome, man. I love being back in Altoona. Like I told you earlier, I think every black person in Altoona watched Family Feud.
Unbelievable.
And most of the Caucasians as well. And it was very humid.
Fantastic. But,
of the Caucasians.
So you met a lot of people this weekend who saw you mention Little Steve on television. Aren't you proud? Was your mom proud?
A lot of older family members,
too.
And I was just like, oh.
Yeah, very good. Awesome. We're off and running here on this program. Good to see you back. Good to see you back. Again, when we start with the Dallas Cowboys, we do it because we have to, not because we want to, not because it's clickable. Honestly, we're
Well, that's a little bit to do with it.
No, we're above that, Frey.
Really? Marvelous.
Yes.
Marvelous.
It's marvelous.
Yes.
No, seriously. You know,
yes. Because, listen, training camp stories, it's about quarterback competitions if they exist, injuries if they unfortunately occur, or people who haven't gotten paid, you know?
Yeah.
People who have not gotten the contract that they feel that they deserve, or everybody knows that they richly deserve, you know? That's why we're talking about Terry McLaurin, who showed up in Washington Commanders camp. Shamar Stewart is coming from the cold. That had something to do with a contractual language thing, not a money thing. Otherwise, if it was a money thing, we'd be playing the Cincinnati Bengals noise. We haven't heard that for Trey Hendrickson.
Not yet. No.
If Trey Hendrickson gets paid, we know that the Velcro wallet in Cincinnati, Ohio has been opened.
I can't tell if I like that or if it's nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, it could be both.
It's close.
You know what I mean?
White shoes.
We're about nuance. It doesn't have to be one thing
That's
or the
true.
Other
That's
here
a great
on this
point.
Program.
Great point. Yeah, great point.
Micah Parsons is in camp, but he's not gotten paid yet. And every single time someone's in front of a microphone, that's basically going to be the question asked. Like, when is it? What's going on? Certainly if, apparently, fans are chanting, you know, pay Micah at Jerry Jones, whose response to that wasn't anything feeling shame or feeling nervous or anxious.
It should.
It's him kind of laughing it off, saying he heard that chant louder last year. I mean, for pay CD. And now that sounds like, oh, so CD is more popular than Micah. Right. And Jerry, you know, given a chance to add a little bit more meat on those bones, said, no, it's about the cheers were louder for the guy who's not here.
Yeah.
So when a guy's literally not physically there, like CD Lamb wasn't last year,
get him here.
It's louder than the guy who's standing right there. So it's got nothing to do with popularity. Don't read anything into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't.
Which is, you know what? Unfortunately, too late. But we'll always shoot you straight. And again, that's Jerry just having a microphone in front of his face and sounding off about something. That's giving you a soundbite about something. Not sounding off, but. And that's what he means, that it's about the guy who's not there from last year. That's why the chance about pay CD were louder than the ones that he's hearing right now for Micah. At any rate, long story short, Dak.
Let you tell it.
Dak, who's been down this road, we still have a bunch of drops from the Dak years a few years ago when his contractual situation was up in the air and, you know, takes a nice chunk out of the pie when you're signing him. You know, there might not be room for other people.
Chunk out of the pie.
All of that stuff, right? So Dak, who's been there, done that, he was asked just after we went off the air, maybe when you were touching foot in Altoona, meeting all the Celebrity Family Feud fans, TJ.
Yeah, it was about noon.
Dak was asked about the Micah situation.
I mean, it's an every year conversation, whether it's myself, Zach Martin, CeeDee Lamb.
Yes.
Now Micah Parsons.
It's a Mad Lib, Dak, right?
It's part of it in a sense. Yep. Now, it's something that I wish that we any of us are going through? Absolutely not. But I think Micah's doing a hell of a job with it being here. He's a great teammate, showing up, obviously, not just on the field and being focused, but whether it be in the camaraderie, hanging out, dinner. He's not just doing it to sign off and say, hey, Jerry, look at me. But he wants to be out there practicing. And honestly, I'm glad he's not. He can't do that to himself. That's the business of it. And that's the business of a holdout. So I do think he's taken some great steps of being here. I don't know if there's a correct way to handle it, to be honest with you. I will say that I think he deserves to get paid, think he should get paid. And ultimately, if I'm going off of the history of what I've seen, he will get paid. Hopefully it's sooner than later.
Should we give the response that we gave each other on Celebrity Family Feud after a correct?
Or yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good answer. Good answer. It's up
good
there.
Answer.
It's up there.
No. Oh. No. Well, that was us more than Dan. At any rate.
That was me for me.
Yeah.
I sucked. Okay.
So then Stephen Jones speaks the next day. By the way, this is supposed to be on Back Together Again weekend or whatever
Or Back Together Weekend.
What is that what it's called?
Hold on. Let me double check that.
You know?
I think it's
Back Together Weekend.
Yeah.
Again. I guess the again. Weekend. I guess the again part is this Mad Lib. So, Stephen Jones, did you hear what Jack had to say? What did Dak say?
Did you hear the fans yelling "Pay Micah" yesterday? And what do you think when you hear that?
It doesn't change anything. I mean, we want to pay Micah too. He's got to want to be paid.
He's got to want to be paid.
What are we doing?
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
I have a theory.
Please, before I lose my mind.
Go for what you think.
I think that means that he's going to get paid what we want to pay him. And it's going to be, as we get closer and closer to week one, it's going to keep going down and down and down. And it's going to be a low ball offer because this is what they do.
That could be it. I think something else. And by the way, what you're saying is not out of the realm at all. It does sound like leverage if you're dealing with leverage. You know, and NFL owners are known to have an affinity for leverage.
He's got to want to be. He says it like Micah Parsons doesn't want to be paid.
Well, Micah does have leverage in the fact that if he leaves camp, if he's like, okay, I don't want to get paid, guess what? You don't want me to be – You've got to want me to be here by paying me. And I can leave camp, and 5 days after that, you, Dallas Cowboys, need to make a decision as to whether to make me inactive for the season or not. I mean, he could pull that lever anytime he wants. It's a difficult lever for him to pull for many reasons, obviously. But it could go down that road, and I just don't think anybody wants it to go there because at some point this is going to get done, and I don't believe it's going to be low ball. What I believe he's doing right now, again, we put together puzzle pieces here, sort of the way Dr. Richard Kimball once did looking for the one-armed man. You know, and he would find a big piece, and he put the phone down and have Gerard and the rest of his U.S. Marshals come find it. Clarence Hill, the longest-serving beat writer currently on the Dallas Cowboys beat, had this to say about the Micah-Jerry Jones relationship and the negotiations between the two sides. He had this to say last week after the Jerry Palooza kicked things off 1 week ago with a press conference in Oxnard. And so I'm viewing everything through this prism.
Jerry and Micah Parsons actually reported in March that they had a handshake deal, verbal agreement on a deal to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, certainly the currently highest paid player. And Micah asked Jerry to call his agent. And Jerry and Steve have not done that. And now, this was in March, and now we're in late July, getting ready to go to August, starting the training camp. They still have a deal done. Micah Parsons here, but he most likely will have a hold in. So Jerry is coming up with reasons why they don't have a deal. And he's saying, well, the guy could get hurt. Well, that's the case with any deal you make with anybody.
So think about this. If Jerry and Micah had a handshake deal on an agreement back in March, and Micah's like, hey, talk to my agent, and we've had folks like Michael Irvin and DeMarcus Ware on this program in the past years as we're putting together puzzle pieces about the Cowboys and their ways of negotiating, right? That those guys say Jerry likes to go directly to the player. DeMarcus Ware even said you knew Jerry meant business when he had you into his office and lit Dallas Cowboys branded votive candles in his office. I'm serious. That's not a joke. He's like, he knew, like, okay. And Jerry likes to deal directly with the player. Maybe that's because it's more advantageous to his side of making a deal, right?
You think?
That you're keeping representation out of it. And so if Micah's like, talk to my representative, and there has been reporting that not only, as Clarence said, they haven't called the rep, but Jerry made it sound like he didn't even know the rep's name. And David Mugaleta is a very well-known and highly successful representative in our NFL world. So what I'm saying is, if the Joneses haven't called his rep, and Micah's like saying, talk to my rep, and others underneath the Jones rep world are in fact talking to each other from the Cowboys camp and the reps camp, but these top tier individuals need to connect and they haven't yet. And part of the reason why is, sure, the Joneses are like, we're not talking to them. We had a handshake agreement. And Mike is like, no, you got to talk to my agent. Which, by the way, is an opinion I would have in any negotiation. Talk to my representation. So if this is in fact happening, listen to the Stephen Jones soundbite again and tell me if you think this is what's at play.
Did you hear the fans yelling, "Pay Micah" yesterday? And what do you think when you hear that?
That doesn't change anything. I mean, we want to pay Micah too. He's got to want to be paid.
TJ, does that give you a different perspective? He's got to want to get paid. We had a handshake agreement.
Well,
and he wants now us to talk to his representation?
I'm just wondering, 4 years, right? 4 years Mike has been in the league. He started every single game that he's ever played in the NFL. He has a 256 combined tackles, 52 and a half sacks. Kind of seems to me like he wants to get paid.
Well, he's not. This has, again, is nothing to do.
But I'm saying that's how the fans.
What you're saying,
but the fans,
or
as
what
a fan,
you're saying, Chris, it has something to do if Clarence Hill is accurate in his reporting, and there's no reason to think it's not accurate. This is something to do with, we had an agreement. You're like saying, talk to the agent. And they are now in what appears to be, what, month five or six of not talking to the agent, which means they're kind of dug in on that front. And if this sounds to the fan, you, sir, and everybody else at home, as silly, when there's a season to go crush and a Super Bowl to go get and a top-notch all-world player to be paid and a fan base to be served and a Cowboys organization to be lionized for paying this Nittany Lion all the cash that he deserves. And it's about, we had a handshake agreement and you said talk to the agent and we're not doing that. And you're still insisting about having us talk to your representation. Do you want to get paid or not? That's what that sounds like to me. And what that means is, at some point, everyone will go back to their corners and number will eventually get agreed to and drilled down to. And it might be a contract that he signs in whatever Philadelphia hotel room they're in the night before the kickoff. Just like what happened to Dak in Cleveland last year. That's what this sounds like to me.
That's a little bit ridiculous. Like, first of all, this is 2025, okay, right? Chris, this isn't Little House in the Prairie days where Paul Engels would go and have a handshake deal with the Olsons to get stuff from, you know, to get food and
go churn butter.
Yeah, like, we don't, a handshake deal today, come on, in theory, sounds great. But the reality of it is, it don't work. You know it's not going to work. The agent has to get involved. Like I said, the fans are sitting here. We're not looking at all these intricacies. We're just like, look at what this kid has done. Pay him his money. Let's get going.
Which, what now that I've laid all, again,
I still think, with my point of view, I don't know how you guys do this, TJ, every year. I don't know why people root for these guys. This is the way you do business. This is how you treat your superstars. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing and insulting that he claims to not know who Micah's agent is and that they're letting this drag on 4 or 5 months, and it's going to go right up until week one, just like they did with Dak, who's the face of their franchise. It's embarrassing. They should all feel embarrassed.
Yep. Hey, look, it's a clown show, and I love the circus, and I guess that's the reason I still hang around. But, yeah, this is so ridiculous, simply because we know it's going to happen, like you said. It's going to get done. Let's just get it done and get it over with.
Micah Parsons should ask for a trade. This is preposterous. He doesn't have to deal with this. You can go to a professional organization where they value you and treat you like the superstar you are.
They do not do that
in Dallas.
You know,
they just
like
do not.
He sounds like Suge Knight at the Source Awards trying to get people to come to Death Row.
Yeah.
That's what Chris just sounded.
You know who's real happy? Jake Ferguson's happy. They just signed him to a 3-year deal. Like, they sign people. It's not like they don't sign anybody. They sign their own.
That was
quite a bit.
My next point.
As a matter of fact, they sign their own a lot.
Unbelievable.
I mean, quite frequently they sign their own. They draft well, and then they sign their own. It just takes a long ass time.
I don't know why
for the ones that are
these guys, but I missed all the shots in the media that Jerry and Steven were taking at Jake Ferguson. I guess I missed that.
Yeah, you didn't, because you know why you missed it?
Because
the bow and the quiver never came out the quiver. And
they were directed at Dak and Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
your two best players.
Don't forget Trevon Diggs.
Oh, and your other best defensive player in your secondary.
See, now you're going to start going down a path that I don't really want to have to go down that path right here, man. On the Rich Eisen Show at 9:19. But I'll have to turn the car on and start, because you know
you're not gonna. You're
I
gonna
might
just
not.
Fine.
Guess what? Because I'll be a little bit more professional, but other people ain't going to have the same take that I am.
Let's button it up by saying the following: Thursday Night Football, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, kicking things off, NBC. September 4th, Micah Parsons will be a number 11, and he will be ready to rush the passer as the highest paid player at the position.
He better be.
That's what's going to happen. I don't know how they get to that point B right now.
Stop being goofballs.
From this current point A.
That's how you get to that point. I do not know.
Stop being goofballs.
I do not know.
That's great. That's great advice.
That should be our motto this season.
I do not know, but at some point, they're all going to come together, and they're going to train their sights, and they're actual opponents as opposed to what's going on inside. And the Joneses kind of dig it. I think they do.
Some of them don't.
No, but it's not all peaches and cream. But that said.
He loves the attention, Rich. We all know this.
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
See? You don't say something like that and not love attention.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying, Chris?
844-204-RICH.
I don't know how you do it, GJ. I don't know how you do it.
Is the number to dial here on the program. Luca is lean. He looks pretty damn mean, man. Talk about that. Aaron Rodgers chimed in on the bark chewing comment from Terry Bradshaw when he was chatting with Kyle Brandt on Back Together weekend coverage on NFL Network this weekend.
Back Together.
Yep, Back Together.
Chew on bark.
Nico Collins will join us.
Yeah.
Cannot wait to check in with one of the top beasts at the receiver position in the National Football League. And of course, ask him the most important burning question, which is, how have the last two Novembers gone for him in regards to the relationship with his quarterback?
That's the most burning
question.
Oh,
it is.
That's the most burning question.
To me. And Albert Breer will be chiming in from Cleveland Browns camp, where one of the four quarterbacks in the competition has come up gimpy. Dion is speaking now, right, about his health, I think, or maybe that's in an hour, actually. One hour from now, Dion's health will be up for bids in a press conference in Boulder, Colorado. So there's lots going on for us to pay attention to. You at 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Off and running here on this busy Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make your next move with American Express Business Platinum.
enjoy complimentary access to the American Express Global Lounge Collection. And with a welcome offer of 150,000 points after you spend $20,000 on purchases on the card within your first 3 months of membership, your business can soar to new heights. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Amex Business Platinum. Built for business by American Express.
Okay, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Some of the best stuff is right before we go on the air, and I ask questions as I sit down at the desk. What are you guys talking about? This one was Sarah Jackson, Rich Eisen Show makeup artist extraordinaire, Rich Eisen Show co-executive producer Liz Wald, and Mike Del Tufo all talking about going to the same concert together, and based on the songs you were singing, Chris, I assumed it was Dua Lipa.
I'm not going. I'm not invited.
No, I know that, but yeah, you were having your fun singing those songs.
Yeah, and I was trying to do the
dance. But Mike Del Tufo, you referred to her as Dua Lipa.
I always say the name wrong. It's Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
It's Lipa.
Is what you referred to, right?
Lipa.
Like there she is. There's Dewey. But
now
are you
woof?
Now are you making the woof noise?
What was that?
You're making the woof noise because you appreciate her fashion,
no,
her
I
talent.
Like her music. And I've been a fan since the first one, Electricity.
So much so.
And I'm a DJ.
That you
so
refer
I like her
to
music.
Her like she's like one of the Disney ducks of Donald's, right. Like Dewey. Like Dewey.
Dewey Lipa. Dewey, Huey, and Louie. Yeah.
Dewey,
right.
Dewey. Huey, Dewey, like and a 22.
Yeah, yeah.
22
Dewey Lipa has been.
Dewey Lipa.
Has entered the chat.
Dua Lipa.
You do know. No, it's Dua.
Dua.
No, it's Dua. D-O-O.
Oh, is that right?
I'm telling you, I say the name
Mr.
It's Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa is telling you I'm saying it wrong, too?
Yes.
Chris.
It's Dua Lipa.
Chris.
Lipa.
Chris.
Mike. Lipa.
Is this like,
it's Dua
Lipa. Is this like Bijan Robinson saying, don't call me Bijan? Is that what you're saying? And everybody's been calling him Bijan?
Yes.
Not everybody.
No, Mike, you're not right, Mike.
No.
Yes.
It's Dua Lipa.
Lipa.
The name Dua Lipa is pronounced Dua Lipa.
Dua.
Yeah.
Like do.
No, you just said do.
You said do.
Like your rent is due.
Yeah.
Well, D-U-A.
No.
Shortly D-U-A, pronounced.
Dua? And then you said D-O-O Lipa. A second ago.
Good Lord.
Why are you entertaining this?
What is happening?
He's making
over
it
there?
Up as he's going.
Dua Lipa.
Man. Lipa. Mike.
Gonna be a great concert.
She might not let you
back
guys
on
in
the
now.
Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. We were trying to get Jeff Passan on the program, but he was like, I'm working on a story.
Is he ever?
and that's going to kind of prevent me from being camera ready. He offered to do a phoner. I told him those were so 2021.
Yeah.
And plus.
We need to see his hair.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the person who puts the plus in ESPN Plus and Disney Plus and all the pluses is the hair.
Pert Plus.
And by the way.
Pert Plus.
Right? I mean.
Jojoba.
Pelissero. We were fixated on his hairstyling.
Man, I got to say, I'm looking at these videos of Tom from Back Together Weekend. It didn't even look like he got a cut. It's still like nice and thick and
flowy. He's impressive. Well, it's all about the styling.
And definitely a shade of chestnut that it wasn't before.
Are Passan and Pelissero having the hair off?
So
maybe this year at
the
some
story
point?
That Jeff Passan was working on is that Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has a tour that he goes on of all 30 clubs, and the meetings that Manfred conducts, he said Manfred conducts annually these meetings in an effort to improve his relations with every team's players. Well, didn't go very well in terms of his relationship with one particular player on the Philadelphia Phillies, whose name is Bryce Harper, speaking of hair.
Heard of him.
Right? And according to Jeff, well, it's not just according to him, because a player has actually confirmed this. Are you reading this article?
Yeah. Okay. No, I saw the big quote.
Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Rob Manfred during a meeting between the Major League Baseball commissioner and the team last week. I'm reading the first paragraph of Jeff's story, telling him to, quote, get the F with three dashes out of our clubhouse if Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of his salary cap. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there is a collective bargaining agreement that is needing to be renegotiated shortly, I'd imagine, or sooner rather than later. And there's been some talk about putting a cap on some of these things, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to Jeff, the multiple owners have stumped for a salary cap in the MLB, the only major men's North American sport without one. The CBA that I'm talking about is, it's, wow, man, that's right around the corner.
It's coming up
soon. Expiring December 1st of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Manfred was talking about the economics of the game with the Phillies in their clubhouse. According to Passan, quiet for the majority of the meeting, Harper, sitting in a chair and holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said if baseball were to propose a cap, an old firm to it, players, quote unquote, are not scared to lose 162 games. Harper stood up, walked toward the middle of the room, faced up to Manfred and said, quote, if you want to speak about that, you can get the F out of our clubhouse, to which Manfred, sources said, responded that he was, quote, not going to get the F out of here, saying it was important to talk about MLB's business and ways to grow the game. Before the situation further intensified, Castellanos tried to diffuse the tension by saying, I have more questions. Good one, Nick. Meeting continued. Harper and Manfred eventually shook hands, sources said, though Harper declined to answer phone calls from Manfred the next day.
Wow.
Did he hit him with the custom, can I call you back? Or did he just let it go to voicemail?
That's a clown comment, bro.
Nah, he hit the X on the phone. He didn't even let...
Nick said it was pretty intense, definitely passionate, both of them. The commissioner giving it back to Bryce and Bryce giving it to the commissioner. That's Harp. He's been doing this since he was 15 years old. It's just another day. I wasn't surprised. Manfred declined comment through a league spokesman when ESPN contacted. Harper declined comment. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, this needs to get hashed out because that's right around the corner. 2026 is the last playing season under the current collective bargaining agreement. The 2025 season is over for the Yankees. The team you used to love, Mike, because Aaron Judge is now on the IL. But listen, I digress. This doesn't sound good at all. We're willing to lose 162 games.
So that would be, what, the 2027 season?
Yes, it would be. Yes, it would be. I can't imagine the players would ever agree to a salary cap of any way, shape, or form ever. Definitely and anybody who buys into Major League Baseball should kind of know that, right? But if you're the commissioner, you're sure going to try, aren't you? I mean, certainly when you got a guy who's being paid $700 million to hit and he doesn't even know whose town it is. You know? Am I wrong?
It's a Mets town right now.
It actually is right now.
I kind of walked into that one.
But you can't just see a Pirates hat on because it matches your shoes.
Seven in a row? You
this
saw
guy.
What Soto's been
oh,
doing?
Oh, look at me. I'm wearing a Pirates hat because it matches my T-shirt.
It's called fashion, Rich, okay? This is my aesthetic.
You know what?
Thank you.
You know what? I don't care about fashion when...
You ain't wearing a Gordon Gartrell T-shirt
either. When my team's big bopper suddenly just throws one in from right field and feels something twinge in his elbow.
Mets have the best home record in baseball.
Man. Am I wrong?
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
You never say never in this world.
Never say never.
But.
Never say never, but never.
You can't say that about Major League Baseball players in the association ever sitting here and saying, we will agree to a salary cap. We will agree to a salary cap. And we will agree to a salary floor, you know. And I'm wondering how many teams would in Major League Baseball ownership would actually have a problem with a floor.
The floor is what they should do.
The floor, yeah.
Raise a competitive balance. Some of these, you know, teams have $50, $60 million payrolls. You know, it's outrageous. They're not trying to win openly.
Yeah, and later in the article, Passan points out, going into the season, the gap between luxury tax payrolls of the highest spending team and lowest spending team raised ire amongst fans and made salary caps a far bigger part of the rhetoric surrounding the game than in previous years. The Dodgers payroll is more than $400 million. And high spending team, the Dodgers payroll, pardon me, more than $400 million. The Marlins are just under $86 million. Now, that I also can understand why fans would have a problem with that and also why ownership would have a problem with that. Because if I'm spending that much money and I'm popping all that money into a luxury tax and somebody's competing against me isn't even at 25% of what that's spending, right? Then I've got a problem with that. That messes with the competitive balance.
Yeah, the Marlins' active payroll is $43.6 million.
How much is that now?
Active. That's 43.6. Tampa, 45.2. Washington, 51.7. The Athletics, 54.6. Like, they're not even trying.
I mean, if the Marlins go any lower, then superstar players that they reach out to join the team, even if they do put money on the table, might not even know who they are. As Ichiro pointed out in his Hall of Fame induction ceremony acceptance speech.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Sampson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Ichiro's got jokes.
Ichiro, man.
Ichiro's got jokes, guys.
What a legend.
I'd never heard of your team.
That's wild.
Now, the Marlins, you know, a couple of trophies in the case.
Two World Series at that point.
A couple of pieces of metal, right?
A couple,
in the case.
A couple of hunks of metal, yeah.
All right. Let's get, I mean, we got our work cut out for us fans here.
Hey,
honestly, the payroll disparity is ridiculous.
That's nuts.
And I'd imagine there are some owners, members in the league saying, we got to work on this. But the answer can't just be to take it out of the players.
Right.
Players will be like, you figure out your own damn house before you come to us and say that I need to cough up cash. Right? Wouldn't you think? Like, and this is, man, I've heard this before, and that is exactly the way labor disputes pop up. That is exactly the way it happens. And certainly if the commissioner's doing the, hey, I will come into your locker room, I will come in your clubhouse and talk to you face-to-face. I'm not going to hide in my New York City office. I'll come straight to you. And Bryce Harper goes, I'll just go right in your face. And he's going right back in his face.
I'll come over to your joint.
But then he does call him the next day. Hey, let's have a relationship. And he's just like sending you straight to voicemail. Unavailable.
Unavailable.
That ain't good.
No.
That baseball has been such a high this year, too. You got to expect that carries over to next year. For there to be a work stoppage would
be horrible.
Devastating.
And Chris, by the way, it's not bad that Ichiro didn't know Miami. Remember, he didn't know who Tom Brady was.
Didn't know
who
Tom Brady was.
So, you know.
Well, you
Ichiro's
know
locked in.
I know. He's locked in. That's right.
Ichiro's locked in, man.
Thank you for that perspective. Appreciate that. That he doesn't know one of the member 30 clubs.
Who the bleep gets a text? Who the bleep is Tom Brady?
I've never heard of the Miami Marlins as a guy who's all the way in the Pacific Northwest of the country.
Exactly.
Was there no interleague play? There were no Seattle visits to Miami?
Probably.
I don't know.
Not.
I mean,
because when interleague play started, remember it was your rivals.
That's right. Yeah. It wasn't a fully balanced, if you will, or unbalanced schedule, however you want to put it. Listen, bottom line is, good Lord, that's the headline. Mm-hmm. This ain't good. So maybe we'll have Jeff on a Zoom tomorrow. He's got enough time to get his hair ready. Can you imagine? I don't understand it because I can break a story and show up in 2 seconds flat. You don't have to get ready.
No.
That's the benefit of the bald brotherhood.
Wake up ready, baby.
It's 2025, but like 1996, you probably was singing a different tune.
Oh, well, if there was Zoom, are you kidding me? I'd have to get my crew pomade going. Is there a bedhead for journalism? Like, oh, my hair's not ready. I've got it all mussed up talking about how Bryce Harper was cursing out Manfred and Manfred's cursing him back. Commissioner's working blue, baby.
Let's go.
Okay. Let's take a break. It's Overreaction Monday on a Monday.
On a Monday.
And Luke is ripped.
Shred it, man.
That's all still coming with Nico Collins as well. 844-204-RICH, number to dial.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. In heart-pumping moments, you need hydration that can keep up. That's where Liquid IV comes in. Scientifically formulated to quickly replenish electrolytes and fluids lost from your well-earned sweat session. Hydrate your favorite mode of movement with Liquid IV. Made with triple the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients. Also available in sugar-free. Tear, pour, live more. Visit liquidiv.com to learn more.
Starting a business can seem like a daunting task, unless you have a partner like Shopify. They have the tools you need to start and grow your business. From designing a website to marketing to selling and beyond, Shopify can help with everything you need. There's a reason millions of companies like Mattel, Heinz, and Allbirds continue to trust and use them. With Shopify on your side, turn your big business idea into... Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/special offer.
I always like to think that I'm his most favorite person in the room. But when the Vince Lombardi trophy is sitting between the two of us, I think I lose out. Hey. Michael Irvin, right? I think I lose out to this baby, right?
And Rick, it's so funny you start with this, because I'm going to tell you something, man.
Yes.
When I made a pact that I would never go to a Super Bowl until I play in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Every guest that comes here, they're going to get Super Bowl questions. That's why I always say I would never go to a Super Bowl until after I play in a Super Bowl, so I would not have people like Rich Eisen asking me questions that I cannot answer. Now, what do you want to ask, Rich? Because I prepared to answer since I won 3 of these things.
So what was it like picking this trophy up for the first time?
It was the greatest thing. And it really was, Rich. It really was.
Do you remember the circumstances?
Thing. Oh, my God, man. First of all, you got to go back and think about, like, we were 1-15. We were 3-13, 1-15. When you're 3-13 and 1-15 Cleveland Browns, I know you don't think there's any chance that you would ever lay a hold of something like this. So to go from those days to coming in 92 and winning that Super Bowl and actually somebody handing you that trophy, the most incredible thing, most incredible feeling in the world.
Did you ever step in when you heard that Jimmy and Jerry were not doing well, or your station wasn't that in life at that point in time?
I just didn't think anything would happen, Rich. I really didn't. I was like, are you joking? You know how hard it is to win Super Bowls, and you have a formula that's working. And then when it happens, like, oh, my God. Like, you know, I should have done this. Maybe I should have talked to him. I should have tried this. I should have tried that. Jerry Jones, I'm telling you, that's the one thing. I'll never forget Jerry Jones telling me that when I was negotiating with him. And I was saying, you know, I'll go to Cincinnati. And it was just, I'm just talking, trying to get my monies up. I said, I'll go to Cincinnati. You get Carl Pickens over here, and let's see what happens. And Jerry said to me then, Jerry said, Michael, you know, when I see you, I see Michael Irvin and the Dallas Cowboys. He said, I kind of see it like Magic Johnson in the Lakers. He said, what is Magic without the Lakers? And what are the Lakers without the Magic? He said, you guys, they belong together, just like you and the Cowboys. He said, Michael, the best way I can tell you, if a bomb hit Valley Ranch today, that's where we practice, and blew everything up, everybody, everything, when the smoke clears, baby, me and you, we gonna still be here. So we might as well work this deal out right now. So,
that's what he said to you?
I promise you. I said, this dude is a fool. This dude is a fool. He had me laughing as he was telling me no about my money.
That's why you're in the Hall of Fame together.
Michael Irvin, everybody, one of our favorites. All of his many appearances on this program throughout the years, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. So Dion is going to speak in about 15 minutes with his medical team, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, something's been up. Prime's been home.
Something's been up, yeah.
And he put out a video on his Instagram that a lot of people were freaked out by because they didn't see the caption at the bottom of the video that it took place in early May, where he said that he had a difficult previous 2 days because he was filling out a will. So, but apparently he's fine now and ready for the season for the Colorado Buffaloes, you know. But we'll hear what this was all about, keeping an eye peeled and an ear to the ground on all of that. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Nico Collins of the Texans as well. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take your phone calls. Stay on hold. Listen, I've been living in Los Angeles since 2000, And three, Mike, you've been here forever and a day, right?
30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. TJ, you've been here for a long time too, right? Pretty much?
Like in LA? Yes, 20. Sir. Yeah, this is 26.
Christopher, when did you pack up your car?
I moved here August 6, 2009.
Okay,
so I'm coming up on 16.
We've all been here for quite some time.
Yes,
and
sir.
There is no more Los Angeles story that goes back even before we got here. Decades. Long, long time. There is no more of a Los Angeles story than man goes through a horrible breakup and then gets in shape.
Vice versa.
And that's a Los Angeles story.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's somebody on marriage 2, 3, 4, somebody much older than all of us, then hooks up with somebody a lot younger than all of us. Just, I mean, these are Los Angeles stories, not to bog down, but it appears Luka Doncic went through a bad breakup and decided, I'm going to get in shape.
Revenge body.
Certainly, revenge since, body. Certainly since he came from a spot where we used to see the kid who was a wunderkind, going to San Francisco, visiting the Warriors and a hookah bar, after, you know, taking his team to the NBA Finals, drinking a beer, having it taken out of his hand by Michael Finley. And then suddenly he gets, boom, traded. Look at him now. That's what we saw a few weeks ago when he was wearing a white T-shirt, like looking like straight from the Gap, right?
Fall into the Gap.
It's like, what happened to him? Well, now we're seeing because he's on the cover of Men's Health magazine. I must tell you this. This is beyond expectations.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to name a superstar in the NBA who would least be the last person to show up on the cover of Men's Health magazine, it would be him and James Harden, right? It would be a coin toss.
Okay. James Harden is a pretty good one.
But look at him. You know, in mid-movement with a dumbbell in his hands, and he's got bands around his waist, and he's jumping little mini hurdles, and he's doing all sorts of stuff. Luka. And apparently he's also, look at him deadlifting.
Look at that.
Wow.
And he's doing this all while fasting, apparently. He goes through a 90-minute workout and then starts his day in terms of eating. Gluten-free, low sugar.
Dang.
This guy's doing smoothies. Luca's doing smoothies, protein smoothies.
You can see the muscles in his arms now.
Yeah.
According to Men's Health, he could do everything from trap bar deadlifts to landmine overhead presses. And you could see he's shooting with a resistance band around his waist. Quote, according to this article, he moves swiftly from circuit to circuit, banging out hip stretches one moment, working through renegade rows the next. It's a session with barely any breathers, which is fine. This version of Doncic doesn't need them. This Luka is different. Two-a-days, gluten-free, low-sugar diet that includes at least 250 grams of protein and one almond milk-fueled shake a day. If I stop now, Luka says, of his effort to rebuild his body, quote, it was all for nothing. According to the article, on May the 1st, a day after the Lakers were eliminated from the NBA playoffs, he called his manager, Lara Beth Seeger, and said, let's get to work. He chokes down 2 high-protein meals and 1 protein shake, and he doesn't have that first meal until he's crushed his 90-minute morning workout. Obviously, be the best that I can be. Take care of myself, he says. This year, with my team, I think we did a huge step, but this is just the start, you know. I need to keep going. Can't stop. The idea is that if he was top 5 in the world at that weight with no definition and no sense of how to get better physically, what's he going to look like now? Also in here, for those who want to stir anything up, is the interesting stuff that he's been inspired by the workout habits and the maniacal off-season training regimens of MJ and Kobe. No mention of LeBron and his potential workouts.
Oh, we know whose team it is now.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. So look for that in a topic bar, split screen conversation near you at some point. And then another thing too, you know what? This is the part of the article that really outraged me here. The moment the Mavs traded him to the Lakers in February, according to the articles, rumors leaked that Dallas didn't want to deal with his love of beer and hookah. Even this summer, the NBA web has chattered that Doncic is on Ozempic, which means they do not listen or watch the Rich Eisen show. It is not Ozempic. It is not. It's Spite Zempic.
Spite Zempic.
Which, again, is a spike glutide injection that has minimal draft picks involved, and consult your GM before using to see if Spike Zempic is right for you. Man, bad breakups.
Get that revenge.
Los Angeles.
Tales old as time.
As old as time. Comes to L.A., decides to just, I'll show you, Dallas. You know what? I'm there in Dallas. Living my best life, slamming beers, you know?
Ripping hookah bars.
Yeah, man. And protein bars, candy bars, all sorts of bars.
Yep.
Right? Mini bars.
Like I said, he's European.
Yep. Well, now he's Los Angeles. Breaking up and getting ripped.
It's like, LA diet, Rich.
It's like from Wolf of Wall Street. James. One of us. One of us.
Dude, I can't wait for the Lakers season to hit, man. Apparently, the first time we're going to see it in action is when he's, playing for his nation in Eurobaskets and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently that's coming up. That's first up for the Luka 2.0 that's entered the chat, according to the Men's Health magazine. Yeah. That's going down. Nico Collins coming up. You know, and then I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? This is kind of inspiring. You know what I mean? Some guy's got a dad bod in his 20s can now suddenly get ripped. You know? All it takes is intermittent fasting and laying off the sugar and
$60 million contract.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And I was thinking to myself, you know what? Jim Harbaugh offered me to work with Ben Herbert. Across the street.
Are we going
to
do this or what?
No.
Come on.
Rich, come on.
Come on.
Then I thought, you know what? You know what?
We do it as a team.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's a team?
All of us. We all go. Show workouts. Yeah.
So I'm coming in. And by the way, plus three. It'll be
plus
me,
three.
Brockman.
Yep.
TJ. Mm-hmm.
Del Tufo.
And Dua Lipa. And we just say, hey, when we come work out, can you put Dua Lipa on?
Yeah, I'll make a playlist. We're good.
No, we don't need you.
I'll get you a playlist. I'll give you a playlist.
I don't know. But it is inspiring.
Yeah, by the way, Slovenia Euros, August 28th. It's his first game. It's his first game.
Man, all the...
It'll seem like a month.
All the Euros over the weekend too. Did you see Jokic celebrating his?
I know he was going nuts.
Horse winning. He showed more emotion there than winning the NBA championship.
He's like crying.
Yeah. The horse winning means more to him.
He hugged the horse.
I love it. Jokic is the man.
Jokic hopped the fence. Wait, you didn't hop a fence. I think he stepped over it.
Yes.
Right? Did you see that video?
Yeah. Doesn't have to hop.
He stepped over and he ran out and he hugged the horse. Okay.
Okay.
You show me some more of those Luka pictures. They just get you started, don't they? Right? This guy's like, you know what? I'm not eating. I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go shred for 90 minutes.
We need to have the...
Did it
say the shake has 250 grams of protein in it? Is that what you said?
Yes.
That is a high-powered shake.
Doncic slogging through 2-a-days in Croatia while sticking to a gluten-free, low-sugar diet that includes at least 250 grams of protein and one almond milk fueled shake a day.
Okay, so he's eating 250 total.
They never knew that Doncic had quietly constructed a fitness team several years ago. Help enhance his quote unquote very dangerous natural gifts, and they never realized how much he committed to training and diet this summer.
Okay.
Even if you thought Luka had a dad bod, he was already a top five NBA player. And after pushing hard this offseason, he can't help but wonder how high he'll level up. Welcome to Los Angeles, Luka.
Dang.
Nico Collins coming up.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.